I have been so looking forward to this service. I'll tell you why. Several years ago, I was going on vacation in Hawaii, and a church there in the island of Maui found out I was going to be coming and asked me if I would do their Sunday services. And I said, sure, I'm going to be there anyway. I'll be more than happy to. And after I committed, they told me that they had three services on Sunday, and the first one started at 7:30. So I'm on vacation in Hawaii, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, driving in the dark, going to this service on the other side of the island. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, why did I commit to this? Why am I doing this? Why did I say I don't do early services? I just do the second two. And I really felt God spoke to me that day, and he said, when you speak at early service, you're speaking to a unique group of people. You're speaking to people that want to maximize their day and maximize their life. Early service is a service of champions. And I've never forgotten that. So I have been so looking forward to this service because you are my champions. Yes. This last year, we moved out of the house that I lived in for 34 years. Some of you heard me tell the story about the mansion that we were able to purchase near Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa for a dollar down and nothing a month. And we moved into a very unusual house in Tulsa, an exciting house. We moved into Earl and Evelyn Roberts' former residence. And so I now, when I walk out of my front door, what I see is this 60-story tower and the other towers and the university campus. And I'm reminded of what God can do when he empowers an individual and gives them a vision. And he can instill that in the lives of other people. But I was thinking of something that Earl said that I thought was so powerful. He said, if you're going to be an overcomer, if you're going to have breakthroughs in your life, then at some point you have to make a decision. And the decision is that you are going to be a voice and not an echo. Let me say it again. You're going to be a voice and not an echo. He went on to say, most people are echoes. They echo what the news media says, they echo what their negative friends say, and they fail to recognize that death and life is in the power of what we speak. And the words that we speak literally create an atmosphere that we live in. Let me say that again. The words that we speak create an environment that we live in. Your words can destroy a marriage. Your words can cost you owning the LA Clippers. Your words can build up. Your words can add to. Your words can decrease. Your words can increase. Your words have power. So you've got to watch what you say. How many of you today want to have increase? Am I in the right place? I'm not sure if all of you had your coffee yet. Okay? All right. Let me try it again. How many want to have increase? All right. Here's the secret. Let your words speak in the direction you want to go, not hold you back. In spite of what the news media says, others are saying, you speak increase. So that's how we're going to start today. We're going to do a little exercise. My doctor told me that if I would exercise regularly, it would add 10 years to my life. And that's been only 3 years ago, and I already feel 10 years older. Now, you know, when you travel such as I do, your exercise has to be a little bit unique. And so what we do is when we're on the road, you know, we try to run around the block at least 3 to 5 times a day and then put the block back under the bed. But here's the exercise that we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to, and don't start till I tell you, I'm going to ask you to find 3 people. I'm going to ask you to shake their hands. I want you to make eye contact, actually see them, and I want you to say to them, I am ready for fresh increase. Find 3 people and say that. Okay, yes, all right. Thank you, you can be seated. Now, before we get started today, I want to be sure that we are on the same page. So, I had you confess that you're ready for something, but not all of you are crystal clear what it was you said you were ready for. And if you don't know what it is, you won't know when you see it or when it comes. So you won't be able to grab it. Increase is not a message about making more money. See, sometimes I'm in an audience and there's people there and they've seen it, but they really don't believe it because they're thinking, I'm on a fixed salary. I'm on a union contract. I'm on Social Security. So that's maybe for somebody else, but it's not for me. But I want you to know God can increase you in so many different ways. He could increase you by having you buy something that you're going to buy anyway, and you get it at a discount. How many of you know if you were going to purchase something, you get it for half price, that's a savings. Example. I might have shared this before, but it's a good story. My wife and I was involved in a musical production, and she needed to get a certain color of shoes. So she said she was going down to Macy's and to get them, and I had a slow day that day, and I said, hey, I'll run down with you. And so we go into the store, and we go into the store, when you know it, timing. She was at Macy's on the day they had a red tag shoe sale. Designer shoes, one half of one half. So she found a pair of shoes she likes, and she said to the sales clerk, are these shoes half a half? And the lady said, well, I don't know. Let me check. She gets a scanner, goes like this, and says, yes, ma'am, those shoes are half a half. They're regularly $159. You can have them for $39. Now, ladies, does that increase? So she hands the debit card to the clerk to process, and as she's doing that, Sharon's looking around, and she sees another pair of shoes. She says, oh, those are nice. So she says to the clerk, are those shoes half a half also? And the clerk said, I don't know. Let me check. She goes, And then she looks kind of funny. She goes again. She says, ma'am, I don't understand it, but according to my scanner, those shoes are 1 cent. Now, that's really increase. Now, being an opportunist, my wife said to her, do you have any other colors or styles? My wife bought 5 new pairs of shoes at Macy's for a nickel. Now, how many of you say that's increased? So you could increase by saving money. Increase could be adding value to your life or adding value to an experience at no extra cost. I spoke at a conference in Montego Bay last year, and it ended on Friday night, and then on Saturday I had to fly up to Kingston where I was going to speak at a church on Sunday. And the only way to get there was Air Jamaica. So I go out to the airport on Saturday morning. I put my suitcase up there and hand the lady my passport. And she said, that'll be $50. And it just startled me. Not that $50 was a lot of money, but I'm not used to paying for my bags. You know, I'm a top-level flyer at American, so I get bags free. And I hadn't heard anybody say cost for bags, you know, in quite some time. So I gathered myself together. I reached in, pulled out my credit card, handed it to her. And then my increase mind went to work. And I said to her, in America, we have certain airlines, such as Alaska Airlines. And, you know, 2 hours before flight time, if they have empty first class seats, they allow a coach fare passenger to upgrade to first class for only $50 or $100. I said, do you have a program like that? She said, oh, yes, we do. She said, you could upgrade to first class for $50. I said, here's my credit card. Upgrade me to first class. And I said, by the way, since I'm flying first class, my bags are free, right? She said, yes. Now, I want you to catch this. There's a plane load of people in the back paid $50 for their bag. There's two of us in the entire front first class section. We paid $50 and got bag free. Why? Because we had a different mindset and it gave us a greater value of life. So I want you to recognize that this increased thinking can tremendously impact you in so many ways. And this morning, we're going to take a look at 3 ways that those can really impact your life. I just want to say it is so great to be back here. Many of you don't realize this because you haven't been here as long as I have. But I was first here in August of 1984. So 31 years? Wow. And I remember that so clearly. Norval Hayes was doing a series of meetings, and we were traveling with him, and he was doing 3 nights, and we did the Tuesday night service, and what a powerful service. I fell in love with your pastors, and now your new pastors, and I mean, you're not new, but new from 1984, but what an incredible... I hope you recognize the greatness that is here. I travel all over the world. I just got my new American Airlines card, 9 million miles. And I want to tell you, this is one of the greatest churches that I speak at anywhere in the world. I hope you recognize the greatness that's here and in your pastor and the excellence that's here. And don't ever take it for granted. And it's just always great to be here. Real quick, my bio, and then we'll get into what I want to share today, because I think it's important to know where somebody comes from. I come out of the business world. My life changed in one day. I believe normally change is a process, but I also believe that God can change our life in one day. We can wake up in the morning and we can get an idea, we can get a strategy, we can meet a person, and as a result of that, our life totally goes a different direction or tremendously increases. And it happened to me. I had a small leasing and a rental company, took a car in to get an oil change. The owner of the dealership was out there. We visited and I found out he was closing down the store. And over a course of a conversation, instead of deciding to close it down, he gave me an opportunity to try and save it. And we went into the worst situation that anybody can imagine. But because God gave us some strategies, in 90 days, we not only saved the store, it skyrocketed to the top 10 in Southern California for Chrysler dealerships. And the following month, I bought the dealership. And that's how I got into the speaking arena. Dealer groups and Chrysler groups and business groups began to book me to speak. And for the last 30 years now, we have traveled around, literally around the world, teaching people a mindset that can literally change and transform their life, a way to process information. We speak not only in churches, we speak for the largest success seminars in America. I don't know how many of you might have been here when we were with the Get Motivated seminars at the Coliseum a few years ago. And we share biblical principles because they work in any arena, in any environment. And I have 5 children. My first wife passed away, remarried in 2010 to an incredible lady. And between us now, we have 8 children and 20 grandchildren. So we don't just teach increase, we are experiencing increase. And our ministry operates out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. One of the unique things about our ministry are the events that we put on. We put on an event specifically geared for Christian leaders and achievers. And this next year in Hawaii will be our 34th year in Hawaii. If you haven't been to Hawaii or it's been a while, come back and join us this March. The conference is very unusual. We have great speakers, Jensen Franklin, John Bevere, our featured speakers, and we have 12 business leaders and super achievers. But the thing that's great is that we're done at 1 o'clock. And because one of the keys of our events is the idea exchange, and it takes place among the people. Then we have our Florida event. It's our 3-day event. That's going to be coming up in October, and that's going to be in Sanibel Island. I think we have a 60-second video. I want to quickly show you that so you can see if that might be something that you might be interested in. So if you're a business leader, sales owner, achiever, you want to go rapidly to a higher level, invite you to get information and come and join us and qualify through Early Bird Registration Special. I was out to lunch with Oral Roberts in Newport Beach years ago. And he turned to me and he said, "Bob, wherever you go, never get away from teaching your prime message, which is increase." He said, "And never be fearful of going back to a place and speaking on the same text again." He said, "Because many times people do not fully understand something until they've heard it 7 times." And I think of Brother Hagin, some of the stories he told that I heard time and time again. And I caught things as he would tell them differently, different times, that I didn't catch before because I was different or the emphasis was different. And when I was thinking about what to share with you today, I had something fresh and new I wanted to do, but then I just couldn't get away from coming back to a teaching, a verse that I had taught you on several years ago, and maybe some of you weren't here, so it'll be a good review for some and fresh for others, but go a different direction with it. And so I want to share with you today three keys that you can bring into your life that will cause you to experience rapid increase or breakthroughs to the next level. And our text is going to be found in Luke, the fifth chapter. Many of you are familiar with Luke, the fifth chapter. Luke, the fifth chapter is the story of some businessmen. They did the very best that they could. They worked as hard as they could. They did what had worked for them before, but this time they failed. It said they fished all night and they caught nothing. And they had an encounter with Jesus. And as a result of that encounter, in the same period that they had their worst disaster, they had their greatest success. The Bible describes it as net breaking, boat sinking increase. One day, turnaround. And as I've studied that story, I realize there's some strategies in there that we can take and apply into our life. And by doing that, we can have those same kind of breakthroughs and increase that those people experienced. Luke, the fifth chapter, first verse says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen got out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he asked him to thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he finished speaking, he said unto Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for great increase.' And Simon answered and said unto him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.' And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, so much so that their net began to break. And they beckoned unto their partners in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both of the ships." What an incredible story of a turnaround. This story is not just a story that reveals to us some strategies that we can use in our own lives to experience breakthroughs and turnarounds, but this story actually reveals to us the purpose of increase. See, if you know what to do, you'll normally have a job. If you know why it's being done, you'll normally be the boss or the owner. Knowing the whys is really important. So why does God want us to experience increase? Well, the natural answer would be, well, because we're his kids, and what parent doesn't want the kids to prosper and do better, and we educate them, we take them, we get involved in sports, we're trying to do all we can to have our kids have a great life. And so as a father, he would want that in us, but it's more than that. The purpose of increase is found in verse 7 of this story. They now have a catch that is in danger of causing their boats to sink. If you're in a boat that's in danger of sinking, what is your primary focus? Save the boat. Get to shore. Don't drown. So their instinctive reaction is, we've got to get this boat to shore as fast as we can. It's in danger of sinking. Not only that, they do not have increase. They have potential increase. They don't have a boat full of money. They have a boat full of fish. They have to sell the fish to get the money. So now the monetary impetus is, we need to get to shore to get our cash. So survival says get to shore. Money says get to shore. But look, that isn't what they did. What does it say they did? It said they looked around and saw a nearby second boat. They called that boat over. And now two boats have increased, not one. And in that we find the purpose of increase. God wants to fill your boat, not just so you can have more, but so you can be a blessing in the lives of other people. See, we were having a discussion last night after service, and it was really interesting. How do we maintain motivation? How do we maintain excitement in life? And one of the ways we do it is, see, in early stages of life, we get excited about what we can create and what we do. But when that begins to happen, we get the car, we get the house, we get the business level, whatever it might be, all of a sudden we feel we're losing motivation. But see, if our motivation is not just related to ourselves, But if we're motivated because what we're doing and our success and our impetus and our where we are in life can cause us to impact other people, now we have sustainable motivation. Because it's not based upon just us, it's based upon the difference we're making in the lives of other people. And so when you become a person who is focused on making a difference in the lives of other people, two things happen. Number one, you get young again. Now, some of you don't need to get young again. You're already there. But a new vibrancy comes into your life. You can't wait to wake up in the morning. I get so excited when I wake up, not just because I'm alive another day, because I know that every day that I'm alive, this world is better because I lived another day. Because every day I'm making a difference in the lives of other people. See, and that puts a purpose and excitement to life. But not only that, it gives a sustainability to my increase. Because now my increase is not just based upon me working and what I'm doing, but I now have something released into my life that causes increase to come. When I decide that the money I make is not just for me, that the money that I make is to be a blessing and to help other people, I bring in a spiritual law into my life, the law of replication. And you find it in the Bible. God talks about it and he says, I will give seed to the sower. Now, I want you to catch that, because most people have this all backwards. They think I reap and then I give. But it isn't that way. It says, he gives seed to the sower. When you make a decision to become a giver, there's a divine flow that begins in your life. And all of a sudden, blessings come from unexpected places. You win bids and you weren't the lowest bidder. Your people call you and you don't know where it came from. All of a sudden, increases come into your life. You say, what's causing this? The liberal person shall be made rich. By watering others, they water themselves. When a person goes beyond the realm of just giving, but giving becomes their lifestyle, that they are liberal and they are givers, you literally create a magnet. It's almost like, you know, they had a surgery and they put a magnet inside of you. And when you walk around, this magnet starts attracting blessings, starts attracting ideas, starts attracting strategies, starts attracting people, starts attracting money, starts attracting business. Your life takes on a whole different dimension. Years ago, I made a decision that when God would speak, I wanted to be prepared to give. And, you know, each of us have to start at the level that we're at, and I think we work our way up. But I discovered something that really had an impact on people. If somebody had a need and I said, here's a couple of 20s, you know, let me help you, it had impact, or 50. But if I ever would give them a $100 bill, there's something about the picture of Benjamin Franklin. It just creates an excitement. And part of what I've found in life, if you're going to do something anyway, why not create a memory moment? You know, why not create some excitement? Why not, you know, and so just a little bit extra, you know, like the church. It's not uncommon for churches to give fruit baskets and things like that when we go speak. The one we got from here was just wonderful, but they added something to it. They found out that my wife's favorite flowers was hydrangeas. And so in our room, when we got there, this great big beautiful bouquet of hydrangeas with four red roses out of the top, it created an impact. She will remember that and talk about that next time we're here. Why? Because they did something just a little bit beyond extra to create memory. This creates memories. So I started carrying around some extra $100 bills with me just to give them away. You know, you don't need more than one. Because you can wrap all your ones in 100. People don't know what's on the inside. I mean, you only need one. So if you have extras, it's got to have a reason, you know? And I do it for two reasons. Number one, I carry extras with me because you can't be scarcity-minded if you have several $100 bills. So it helps me reinforce increased thinking. But secondly, and by the way, and it causes me to spend less money. Because, you know, I go to buy something, they can't break the $100 bill. So I say, oh, okay, somebody else has to buy. But but when I started giving away $100 bills, you say, how did you afford to do that? I have not been able to run out of $100 bills. Because he gives seed to the sower. Let me give you one example. When I speak in the corporate world, I speak for a fixed fee. And so I spoke for a network marketing group in Sweden. And we're at the Gothenburg airport. And the head of the group is there. And I'm saying goodbye. And he said, here's your... he hands me an envelope. He said, this is your reimbursement for your travel expenses. And hands me another envelope. He said, this is your honorarium. And then he hands me a third envelope. And he said, no speaker has impacted our group with teaching that has so caused us to take off and increase as you. He said, we want to just do something for you personally. Now, I'm in Sweden at the airport. I open up the envelope, and guess what's inside? 25 crisp $100 bills. See, what you sow is what you reap. So the first characteristic I'd say to you today, if you want to have a breakthrough, start giving the thing that you want the increase of. Start releasing that, and as you release it, watch God's work in your life and see that multiplied back into your life. The second thing that I think would really cause a breakthrough to the next level is come to the point that you have a knowing. That you know, that you know, that you know that God wants you to increase. See, it is impossible for you to experience a life of increase if you're constantly thinking about not having enough. And you don't have a provision. Joyce Meyer says, if you can't learn to think how God thinks, there's no hope for you to live a life of victory. So what does God think about increase? Not what is some religious background thing, not what is a media thing. What does God think about you having increase? We see it in this story. Jesus came up to a situation of decrease. They had empty nets and empty boats. Notice what Jesus did not do. He did not say to them, oh, that's okay, it'll cause you to have humility and you can identify more with hurting people. He did not say, well, you know, guys, you should have planned ahead on this, you know. Sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. You know that song? Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. No, he didn't do any of those things. When Jesus saw decrease, what did he do? He told them how to change their circumstances and experience increase. Jesus recognized that they maybe had decrease, but they shouldn't stay there. And that's a real key. And this is not an isolated example. If you could take off religious tradition and some wrong thinking that maybe somebody's put on you and just objectively walk through the four Gospels, you will find that every single time without exception that Jesus came into a situation where people had decrease, he gave them a solution to the decrease. What was the first miracle? Decrease. They ran out of wine. He told them how to increase it. They didn't have tax money. What did he do? Tell them where to find the fish. Change their situation. 5,000 men plus women and children, they run out of food. What does he do? He multiplies the loaves and the fishes. They fish all night, didn't catch anything. What does he do? Tells them to take the boats out and what changes to make so they can have the greatest catch of their lives. All throughout the New Testament, God spoke and ministered increase, or Jesus spoke and ministered increase into people's lives. Why is that important? Because as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. The danger is that we accept where we are as our new reality. And we try to figure out how to exist and live in the new reality that we think we have. In other words, we accept something as permanent that is really should only be temporary. Something I learned about human behavior years ago, and we use it in our seminars. If a person is given a choice, they will not choose to stay anywhere they do not feel they belong. Let me say that again. If a person is given a choice, they will not choose to stay somewhere they do not feel they belong. They will visit it, but they won't stay there. So if you do not feel like you belong in the increase, you may be able to experience it through an inheritance, through a one-time deal, through a bonus, whatever it might be, but you won't stay there. You'll always go back to where you feel you belong. Because we always go back to our comfort zones. So one of the keys of increase is we have to change where we feel we belong. How do we do that? Number one is studying the Word. Go to the Bible and find the scriptures in the Bible. He wants to bless you, and you're coming in and going out, and you're sitting in the field. He delights in the prosperity of his people. He reveals to you the hidden riches of secret places. And as you say those, it'll begin to reprogram your thinking, and you'll begin to believe it. I had one person who was struggling in this area, and he said, Bob, I don't know what to do. I said, well, here's something that might help you. I said, after church on Sunday, this is in Phoenix, I want you to go to Scottsdale, and I want you just to walk around the Biltmore Mall. He said, why? He said, I want you to get used to the Biltmore Mall. I want you to get used to feeling that, seeing that, feeling like you belong there, that it's not out of place to you. He said, how many Sundays do I do that? I said, until you feel just as comfortable at the Biltmore Mall as you do at Walmart. I said, because until you get comfortable there, you're not going to be there. So the second part is get a knowing. Get a knowing. I know that I know that I know that God wants me to increase. Another way I did that is when I was fighting this battle in my life, I began to listen to teaching tapes. And whenever I could, I would listen to teaching on increase and abundance. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And as I heard that, each time I would hear this teaching, it would get inside of me, and I began to reprogram my thinking, reprogram my life, until I believed that God was a God of increase. So key number two is think increase, believe increase. And key number three that Jesus used here that caused them to be motivated to go out again and experience a breakthrough in their life, Jesus didn't just teach them increase. And by the way, back in this example before, Jesus taught them before he told them to go back out. He changed their thinking to get them to act the way he wanted them to act. But not only that, he did a third thing. He gave them a vision of a different future. Without a vision, you will perish. Without a vision of something different, you're going to stay where you are. And the problem is we see what our surroundings are. We see the problems that we have, but we don't see the future. That's what Jesus experienced with them. What were they looking at? They had what we call scarcity myopia. If you're not familiar with that term, it's a medical term, and it refers to the myopia refers to nearsightedness. You can see clearly what's close, but you can't see what's far away. So what did they see was close? Empty nets and empty boats. And what was far away? Net breaking, boat sinking, increase. He had to change what they were looking at from looking at the decrease to looking at the increase. And this is a pattern throughout the Bible. When God wanted to speak to somebody, he gave them a picture of where he wanted them to go. You know, when he spoke to Abraham, look at the stars, look at the sand, your seed is going to be like that. When Jesus spoke to the apostles, he said, the fields are ripe and ready to harvest. He gave them a picture. We're motivated by what we see. Now, the problem is most people are captive because they don't take control of their pictures. But see, you can take control of what you see, and changing what you see, you can change the direction of your life. So make a decision now. You're going to begin to see increase. You know, if you're fighting a battle with bills, don't look at the bills. Create a dream board of what you're going to experience when the bills are paid off. You know, put pictures up there and begin to look at those, and they'll cause you to get through the problem. That was the reason David was able to defeat the giant. All the soldiers, they were frozen by looking at the giant. David didn't look at the giant. He said, what's going to be given to the guy that kills the giant? And as he focused on that, he went through the giant to get to his reward. So number three is surround yourself with pictures of what you're believing for and what you want to happen in your life. Three keys that you can take that could literally change and transform your life. And if you would take one of those and work on those this next month, I believe you'd be amazed at the change that could take place. How many of you say, Bob, I'm willing to take at least one of these, and I'm going to work on these in the next month, and I'm going to believe God to bring increase into my life? How many of you say that? Let's say this together. Father, I come to you today, and I thank you for your word. And your word clearly shows you want me to increase. So I make a decision today. I'm going to bring increase in. And I'm going to believe for greater increase. And I thank you now, and I praise you for the increase that is coming my way. Now thank him and praise him for that increase. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we praise you for the increase. One of my hobbies is collecting unusual newspaper stories. And I came across a story in Seattle. The headline was, man gets ticket for having dummy in car. So it kind of caught my attention. Apparently this guy was frustrated because he was driving and stuck in traffic every afternoon. And he saw cars whizzing by in the carpool lane. And so he got this idea that he would get somebody to drive with him, then he could go faster and get home sooner. And he couldn't find anybody. So he went to a local store and he bought a mannequin. And he dressed up the mannequin, put it in the passenger seat, and started using the carpool lane. Well, it worked for a period of time, and then one day the highway patrol pulled him over, and we discovered then that the driver was the real dummy. Because the reason the highway patrol pulled him over was he noticed the passenger wasn't wearing a safety belt. But when I saw this, I thought, how many of us are driving with dummies in the car? And not our spouse. But I would say to you, one of the greatest things in time management tools you can use to cause increase is take some of your idle time, driving time, jogging time, bike riding time, whatever it might be, and listen to teaching on increase. And if you would do that, it could revolutionize and change your life. Miles Monroe, who spoke for us at our conferences for many years, he said his life changed when he converted his car into a mobile learning center. How would your life change if over these next 30 days you went on an increase fast? If you went on a program to intentionally bring increase into your life? And for that reason, we do have resources that are out here. I'm not in the resource selling business. I'm in the life-changing business. But the people whose lives have changed through our ministry have been people that had a repetition of the teaching and a depth of the teaching that they couldn't get in a 40-minute Sunday morning service. And so we have some specials out there if you're interested in them. Our number one series, selling series, is Great Multitude Lifestyle. This is 6 CDs with an MP3 download. We go through the whole story of Luke, the 5th chapter. What were the changes that Jesus had to make? What were the resistant forces they had to overcome? Location, scene. We do it. We do. I just spent 7 minutes this morning talking on scene, 1 whole hour. Video preplay, video replay. How do you reprogram your thinking? How do you reprogram your life? How do you use pictures to increase income for customers in whatever business you're in? We hit so many different things. How to fast track supernatural momentum. If you want this, it retails on our website for $89. We have it available for $69. If you want to save some money, you're not going to use CDs anyway, we have download cards. And what you do is you just go to our website, you just punch in the number, and all 6 CDs go boom, 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 and you can download them, transfer them to your personal device or whatever, and listen to them. And if you get the download card version, that's only $47. We have that available. We also have my book, PowerPoints for Increase, 101 Bible-Based Success Strategies. That's available back there. Powerful teaching. I'd recommend get it in the audio version, professionally done in studio, all 101 strategies I teach with commentary, and you can download that, and if you get that for $37, the book is free. Otherwise, the book is $15. We have that available back at the table. And then we have our School of Increase series. That is 6 of our leading seminars. It's Great Multitude Lifestyle, the one I mentioned to you. A whole seminar that we taught on the last time we were with you, How to Survive Life's Desert Seasons, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Palm Trees, and how you bring that thinking into your life. Defensive strategies. Offense sells the tickets. Defense wins the games. Time increase. Don't ask where it went. Tell it where to go. Attitudes for success. Break free financially. We give away some freebies. It's about $750 worth of product. We have that available if you want to get it for $287, 3 payments of $97. Or we have it in the download version for $237, 3 payments of $85. We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, cash, check, and airline first class upgrades. What would making that investment do for you? I don't know. But let me tell you what it did for Charles in Geneva, Illinois. He said, as we began to listen to your teaching and apply its principles, we were making less than $100,000 a year. And less than 2 years' time, our income went up to $400,000 a year. 400% increase in income. Why? When they changed the inside, they changed the outside. I'm believing that God is going to cause increase to come into your life. You know, but there's something even beyond just the teaching and the scene. There is an anointing of increase. I want to pray for you over these next 30 days that God will begin to give you ideas, strategies, dreams, meet people, have unexpected encounters that's going to release you to a whole nother level. Father, I just pray right now for each person that's here. Lord, we have a divine appointment with some in this room because this is going to be a turning point day in their lives. But for everybody, Lord, I want to release an anointing of increase. And I ask you to bless them. Bless them in their coming in and going out. Bless them in the city and the field. Bless all that they set their hands to. May they experience increase. And we thank you and praise you for that. Amen. God bless you. Go with increase.
Amen. Wasn't that wonderful? I'll tell you what, that was absolutely fantastic. And we're just honored and delighted to have him here. I'd encourage you, too, if you want to stay over for the next services and just get this message in your heart. But we've got an opportunity now to sow and give over into Reverend Harrison's ministry. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful work. And with that, I want to give you the opportunity to give to that. And if you'd like to today, you can make out a check to Word of